This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The heat is on along the Front Range. Denver set a record this afternoon for the hottest September 10th, with a high of 99 degrees. CPR's Megan Brilli has more.
Hello, Ms. Garibaldi.
Across Denver, a handful of schools without air conditioning closed early today, sending their students home across scorching schoolyards. The district actually pushed the start of school back by a week this year in the hope of avoiding the worst of the heat. The Front Range will stay well above 90 through tomorrow, with a bit of relief expected Sunday and early next week. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Boulder Congressman Joe Neguse says his plans for a climate conservation corps is closer to reality than ever. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Neguse joined local officials at a burn scar near Nederland Friday. The event marked the official launch of a Colorado Climate Corps, a state program to put young people to work on forest projects.
Yeah, go Colorado, right?
The Democrat has also secured $10 billion for a national Climate Corps program in his party's $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation bill. He's confident it can pass, even though it need to win over moderates who don't share his ambitions on climate change.
My sense is that this program is a program that can garner and attract the support of every single Democratic U.S. senator.
Debate on the mega bill is expected to pick up next week. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A section of Interstate 25 just north of Colorado Springs will close in both directions tonight and southbound tomorrow night for construction. CDOT is rebuilding an overpass as part of a larger I-25 expansion project. A short detour will likely lead to delays for travelers. This is CPR News at 6:06.